bringing you what is old and what is new from the storehouse of God. Welcome to Logos, the Word of God, from the book of Deuteronomy. When you reach the country which the Eternal your God assigns you, you must never learn to follow the abominable practices of the natives. There must be none among you who burns his son or his daughter alive, or who practices divination or soothsaying. No augur, no sorcerer, no one who weaves spells, no medium or magician, no necromancer. Anyone given to these practices is abominable to the Eternal. Indeed, it is on account of such practices that the Eternal dispossesses these nations before you. Before the Eternal your God you must be blameless. For while these nations you are dispossessing listen to mediums and magicians, the Eternal your God has not allowed you to do that. The Eternal your God will raise up for you prophet after prophet, like myself, from among yourselves. And to the prophet you must listen, just as when you appealed to the Eternal your God on the day when you were gathered at Horeb, let me no longer hear the voice of the Eternal my God and see this great fire, lest I die. Then the Eternal said to me, they are right. I will raise up a prophet from them, from among themselves, like yourself. I will put my words into his lips, and he shall tell them all the orders I give him. Anyone who will not listen to what he says from me, I myself will make him answer for it. But any prophet who dares in his presumption to speak a word as from myself, which I never bade him utter, or any prophet who speaks as from other gods, that prophet shall die. If you say to yourselves, how can we know what word has not been uttered by the Eternal? Should the prediction of a prophet speaking as from the Eternal be not fulfilled, should the thing never happen, then that word is a word which the Eternal never uttered. The prophet dared to utter it in his presumption, and you need not be afraid of him. When the Eternal your God puts an end to the nations, whose land the Eternal assigns you, and when you dispossess them and live in their towns and houses, you must set apart 3 towns in the land which the Eternal your God puts you into possession. You must fix the lie of the towns by dividing the area of the country which the Eternal your God allows you to hold into 3 parts, that any homicide may save his life. Here are the rules with regard to a homicide who may save his life by running to one of these towns. Any man who kills his neighbor by mistake, having no feud with him previously, as, for example, when a man goes into a forest with his neighbor to cut wood, and as his hand lets drive the axe to fell a tree, the head slips from the helve and strikes his neighbor dead. The homicide may flee to one of these towns to save his life, lest the avenger of blood in hot anger chase and catch the homicide, the road being long, and strike him dead, although he did not deserve to die, because he had no feud with his neighbor. Hence I command you to set apart 3 towns. And if the Eternal your God enlarges your territory, as he swore to your fathers, and gives you all the land which he promised to give to your fathers, provided that you are careful to obey all these orders of mine today, loving the Eternal your God, and always living his life, then you must add 3 towns more to prevent an innocent man from being murdered in the land, which would make you incur the guilt of bloodshed. But if any man has a feud against his neighbor and lies in wait for him, attacking him and striking him till he dies, should the murderer flee to one of the towns of refuge, the sheikhs of the towns of refuge, the sheikhs of his town, shall send and fetch him and hand him over to be slain by the avenger of blood. you must have no pity on him, but purge the innocent man's blood from Israel, that all may go well with you. In the possessions you hold within the land, which the Eternal your God assigns you as your very own, you must never remove your neighbor's landmark, erected by the men of old. A single witness shall not count against a man in connection with any crime or sin. The charge shall be valid only on the evidence of two or three witnesses. If a malicious witness appears against a man to accuse him of evil doing, then the two parties in the dispute shall appear before the Eternal, that is, before the priests and the presiding judges. The judges shall investigate the matter carefully, and if it turns out that the witness is malicious and that he has given false witness against his fellow, you must treat him as he meant his fellow to be treated. So shall you eradicate evil from your midst. The others shall hear and fear, and never again be guilty of such a sin. You must have no mercy upon him. Life for life, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a hand for a hand, a foot for a foot. You've been listening to The Law of God from the book of Deuteronomy.